Something old or something new, something borrowed or something butter. It's time for one of Brenda B's recipes. Good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. Unofficially, today has been deemed as something on a stick day. I don't have any idea why. For one who frequents fairs and carnivals, all sorts of skewered concoctions come to mind. If you can stab it and fry it, you can find it on the end of a stick. There are candy bars and cupcakes, turkey legs and chicken nuggets. State fairs have introduced some doozies. Meat Fat Elvis on a stick, thanks to Wisconsin's flair for combining peanut butter, chocolate, and bacon dipped in a banana batter. Now don't worry, that's not the recipe I'll be pitching. I'm going with the classic corn dog. Sure, you can wait until the next festival food truck rolls into town, and you can try this microwavable fair food from a boxed variety found in your grocer's freezer aisle. Or you can mesmerize your family with your first-rate flair for recreating food fare. For the corn dogs, here's what you'll need. 1 cup of yellow cornmeal, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of pepper, 1/4 cup of sugar, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 egg, 1 cup of milk, 1 quart of vegetable oil for frying, 2 16-ounce packages of beef frankfurters, and 16 wooden skewers. Okay, here are the directions. Number 1. In a medium bowl, you're going to combine your cornmeal, flour, salt, pepper, sugar, and baking powder. Stir in the eggs and milk, and put the well-blended batter in the refrigerator to cool while you heat up the oil in our next step. Step number 2. Pour 1 quart of vegetable oil into a deep fryer or deep pot and bring the oil temperature up to 365 degrees. Step number 3. While your batter is cooling and your oil is boiling, start stabbing the frankfurters with those wooden skewers. And once they're each sitting on a stick, bring out the batter and snag a mason jar or a deep cylinder of some sort, because you're going to pour your batter into the jar to fill it about 3/4 full. With a paper towel, pat dry each hot dog before dipping and swirling into the batter in the jar. And then step number 4, immediately dip your pierced and battered dog into the oil and fry for about 3 minutes or until puffy and golden brown. And then place on paper towels to drain. Now, if you're hankering for a taste of summer, this is your fix. Just don't forget the mustard. Look for the recipe on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. While you're there, drop us a note. We'd love to hear what you enjoy eating at the fair. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.